Now joined by the head coach of the Grundy R5 boys and Steve Wells, the Panthers, they have one game this week coming up against the Winston Redbirds. That is, and I suppose we'll throw in, because we got that snow Sunday nights, road conditions permitting with Winston at Grundy on Tuesday. Don't have the holiday hoop schedule in front of me per se, but we'll lean on a coach for that information. Over the past week, on Friday night, the Panthers beat East Harrison 53-42. Night before, lost to Green City, and a week ago tonight, lost to Bevier 50-35. Coach, you got the offense going a little bit better on Friday night against East Harrison.
Yeah, we did. I decided to make a few changes, rearrange our personnel, not change our personnel, but just rearrange our personnel defensively a little bit. We've been experiencing a little bit of foul trouble and not been able to get people in the right places to catch the basketball and to attack from. So we decided to make a few changes, and it seemed to work out for the best on Friday night.
No, often I've seen enough basketball to know, you and I have had this discussion too, that so much about playing defense, it's not using your hands, it's moving your feet, and you get your body in front of people, you can be a very good defender. If you start reaching, that's how you get foul trouble.
Yeah, that's really true. And a lot of times when you're playing against great quickness too, that quickness puts you at a real disadvantage because they can attack you so quick that you're just a little bit out of position, and you may catch them with a shoulder or a hip or something, even if you are sliding your feet defensively. So you've really got to play great position.
When I look at just, you know, the week itself, you scored 35, you lost Monday, you scored 35 against a good Green City team, you lost on Thursday. To salvage the week and get a victory, particularly at being an HDC game, Coach, Friday was really important for your boys.
Yes, it really was. I mean, we're 2-5 overall, but what's more importantly is we're 1-0 in the conference. And that's what really matters to me. We played well Friday night. There were some, you know, kids were a little bit tired from the game the night before, but overall, I was very pleased with their effort, their intensity, and they really played well. East Harrison made a few runs. We were up as many as 14 or 15. East Harrison made a few runs, but every time they did, we were able to answer and stretch the lead back out again.
Yeah, and I'm just obviously going off of scores here, Coach. I'm going to make an assumption that defensively, you know, you talked about not being in as much foul trouble. The boys did a much better job defensively against East Harrison because East Harrison has a couple of guys who can fill up the hoop.
Yeah, they really did. They kind of got going a little bit late in the game, and we had done a pretty good job holding them down earlier in the game, but they were able to attack, you know, get used toward the rhythm of our defense and find some holes and some gaps in it. But then again, later in the game, we seemed to seal that up a little bit and take some of the shots away that they've been getting. So I felt really good at how the kids really played down the stretch.
So Winston's coming up next, Coach, and you know, I've seen Winston, you know, Trenton struggled against that Winston team when they played him at the Gallatin tournament. They're different because they don't have Jacob Lewis this year, so they don't have that, you know, really strong point guard that can drive and penetrate and set things up and score, but they still have some very solid pieces on that team.
Yeah, they're a good basketball team. We're going to have our work cut out for us tomorrow night. We're going to look to try and take a few things away that they like to do and just try to get out on the break a little bit more and give ourselves some opportunities, get some easier baskets instead of trying to play against a set 5-on-5 defense. That's the hardest way in basketball to score. You want to try to create numbers to where you have opportunities with an open court for kids to be able to use the skills that they have or that you tried to help them develop.
You know, every time that you send me either a text or an email and you kind of let me know how the boys did as far as you know, a summary, you know, sometimes the team struggles a little bit. Sometimes it, you know, it plays better as it did Friday night. But, you know, pretty consistently, Caden and Cooper, they've been putting up numbers for you.
Oh, yeah, they're our top two options offensively. Not necessarily by choice, but that's just how everything's working itself out real good here. That, you know, you've got Caden that plays very well on the perimeter, and he drives the ball very well to the hole. We've kind of taken him off the ball a little bit and given him more freedom to move without the ball in his hands, more of a two-guard, you might say, or a small forward, you might say. Cooper is done well by playing a lot inside, around the, and he's been able to stretch the defense out with his ability to shoot the ball from the perimeter too, and also drive and get to the rim. So those two young men have really done an outstanding job for us. All of our guys have really done an outstanding job for us, to be honest with you. They just have different talents, different skill sets, and hopefully we're going to try to blend those into helping us develop a better basketball team as we go forward.
Yeah, with the Winston game tomorrow, Coach, today's a snow day, obviously. We all know that. Does that mean no practice today for you and the boys?
Yeah, no practice for us. Since we don't have school, we don't practice. So, you know, sometimes these are good to have. Sometimes they're not good to have. Some days, you know, as a coach, you always like to practice and prepare. But I know that as a coach and us as a player many, many years ago now, sometimes you play your best basketball when you're, when you don't have that practice. You feel a little bit more freer and loose, and, you're ready to go. You're not succumbed some a little bit. So we'll wait and see what we got tomorrow night. We'll adjust with how we play.
Yeah, you got Winston, Grundy R5 tomorrow night. As I said, I don't have the schedule in front of me, Coach. Refresh my memory. When do the boys play at Holiday Hoops?
We play next Saturday. I believe it's going to be at 4 o'clock, and we have the Montrose Blue Jays
coming
to Trenton to play us.
Are we talking Saturday the 21st or the 28th?
21st.
Okay, so this coming Saturday.
Yes, and then we're also going to be playing January 30th, the last game of the evening, I believe, against Polo. I know our opponents and the dates. It's just the times I'm a little sketchy on right now.
Now, you said January. You meant December, I would assume.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Happens.
Yeah. I don't think they'd want Holiday Hoops extending all the way into January.
No, I was going to say I was going to double check with you though, because you never know. With the team, Coach, there's where I was going to go with this. You know, Winston's won the last couple HTC conferences. We know why, because they've been awfully good, but. You know, for a team like yours that is trying to make a move up the conference standings, you know, playing very well and, you know, in a best-case scenario, upsetting Winston, that's what you have to do to win this conference, because right now, until somebody beats them, the conference championship goes through the Redbirds.
Yeah, they really do, and, you know, I think Winston understands that, and, you know, every time they take the court against another HTC opponent, they're well aware that, you know, everybody's looking to knock them off and make their mark. So they know they're going to get everybody's best effort, and so they prepare for it. The key is just to be able to go out there and to execute and play and stay close and make some plays at the end. And, you know, belief is so important in this game, Tom. I mean, you have to believe that you're going to be able to do things and accomplish things. And if you don't have belief, you're not going to accomplish much.
You
really have to have it.
I've said many times in the past, if you don't have belief, I'm not going to say 0%, but you probably got a 1% chance.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, 1% stretching it pretty far.
Yes,
there,
it
too,
is.
I think.
Yes, it is. Coach, good luck tomorrow night. Big game over at Galt with the Winston Redbirds in town. Appreciate the time today.
Hey, take care, Tom. Have a nice day.